What's going on? Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. We've had a couple of difficulties, technical difficulties with the podcast over, and that's why one hasn't been released in a couple weeks. We're figured it out. It's all good. We're using a better recording system. And tonight I got Greg on with me.
Hello, how's it going?
We haven't heard about Greg for a long time, but people did enjoy the serial killer episode. What you just kind of heard was a clip from an Ill Bill song called Cult Leader, because in a sense what we're going to get into. But we need to mention it is almost Christmas.
It is. It's the holiday season.
It's almost the holiday season. Next week we have some time off, thank fuck. And we're going to do a fun... Greg won't be there, sadly, because we're gonna get two of the boys to come on and do a fun Christmas episode. But we're drinking coffee. I got a nice coffee.
Always Tim Hortons.
Because yeah, Timmy Hortons, the definitely a Canadian thing. And because it's only a Tuesday night and we just came back from work. So
old shifted Atlas. I'm not talking Atlas anymore. Gates.
It's called Gates. We work at a shitty metal plant.
Yeah.
So, we're going to get into cults and what kind of cults are and shit. When you think of cults, before you even looked at the shit, what'd you think of?
Honestly, I just thought it would be, of a cult. I was just thinking one guy leading a group of people.
Yeah, essentially, that's what a lot of people think. It's, the same shit. What cults are, really, what makes me think of cults is certain things. But cults usually refer to a social group defined by its religious or spiritual or philosophical beliefs, or also can be common interest in personality, object, or goal. So people, it's someone leading a group of people based on a common belief or goal or even object sometimes. Hence Charles Manson in the beginning of the 1930s, Charles Manson was kind of that personality.
Yeah,
people followed him because he was a wacky guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He's definitely a wacky guy. Beginning in the 1930s, they started studying cults and religious behavior more as a new sect of new religious groups were starting to form more often. So people actually started studying and probably came up with the coin term cult in general.
Right.
You know what I mean? Cults are having a cultural movement being shown on TV, movies, even the series Waco, which I haven't even watched yet.
So many things
I want to watch. About David Koresh and even American Horror Story season Cult.
Yep.
I couldn't get through it. Me and my girlfriend watched the fucking up to the seventh or eighth episode. we've smoked a lot
a
of weed
bit,
before
yeah,
this,
it's,
so.
It's bear with us.
Yeah. Yeah, and it wasn't that good. A lot of them have been losing their steam.
Oh, the first, I'm with you there. The first couple were...
I really liked the season Hotel because I never thought Lady Gaga was hot until she was naked and getting pounded half the time.
Of course she's going to look hot then.
Yeah, I know. She's got a nice ass, actually, considering. I thought she was skinny.
I thought she had a dick.
Yeah, so did I. There was a big conspiracy when we were growing up that she was transsexual.
Was
yes, which that's something else.
Oh,
we're going to get in the first one, which is definitely the most famous one, I would say. It's the People's Temple, which is Jonestown, essentially. Dr. Jones, calling. That's not what it's about. That's not about Indiana Jones. It's lasted from 1955 to 1978 with a massive forced suicide because it was more of a murder.
Yeah, it was more of a murder.
Killing over 900 people that were left dead. Jim Jones started in Indiana in 1955, and it was appealing to many progressive organizations advocating for civil rights. So he was all about, black culture and trying to help them out and letting them into church.
Yeah.
Not just white people. Yeah. Believing in a false reality. In 1965, Jones moved his family and People's Temple to Redwood Valley in California. They moved there after Jones read an article suggesting places to survive a nuclear disaster.
All right. So he thinks the world's going to...
Yeah, all cult leaders seem to think the world's going to end.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's funny how he went to California, and now California is on fire.
Yes, that's...
What did Greg tell me about California?
What?
Remember when you told me that they're spraying fire on you?
Dude, I saw it on Facebook. They're spraying... Someone was in a helicopter with an attachment on it that looked like literally a flamethrower, and they were just... the fire was coming up to him, and he was just spraying it and making it come with him, and it did not look good.
That's very fucked up, honestly. But I don't know if there's a way. What, stopping fire with more fire just makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Doesn't make sense. No. Very good. So they all moved there, and like by this time they had a good, he had a good following. Like he would preach at churches, and all this shit, and kind of like people liked his personality and his thoughts until the end.
Yes.
But in 1974, the People's Temple they leased land in Guyana, which is
Africa.
No, I'm pretty sure Guyana is like in Brazil. I can't believe I don't have this down. But it's in Puerto Rico. It might be Puerto Rico. Fucking don't remember. I'm goddamn sorry. Because all these were just touching on certain cult leaders and shit. You know what I mean? Because I want a deep dive in all of them.
This is the bare layer.
Yeah, this is just the icing on the cake.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Until you get to the juicy center.
The juicy center.
And when they moved to Guyana, it started getting fucking, like, weird. They were a group where, like, they could feel and live outside of the public and shit. But there's a lot of weird fucking shit going on. Like, Jones was supposed to be fucking everybody.
Yeah, like, I heard there was this one girl, that large girl. There was this big girl. And, like, she was just his assistant for all the girls he had to fuck. She took care of all of them.
Yeah, and he's, why aren't you fucking me? Like, that's so fucking weird. But I'm sure some pedophilia shit was happening. There's lots of kids there and shit. There's probably deeper shit than we can imagine. There's good documentaries on this. I was mentioning to Greg, there's a movie called The Sacrament. If you ever want to look it up, and you got those new Android boxes where everyone's stealing movies.
Bastards.
Well, I enjoy it. I watch like a lot of shit. But
I think I just got, my family just got one. So I can't say anything.
Yeah, I buy a lot of movies that I really enjoy, old school horror movies. But, you know, if I just want to peruse over something, like I just watched Venom for the second time on the Android box, and it was fucking good. I enjoy that film. The writing was not that great, but it was enjoyable. But he would manipulate everybody, but it was more of like they were trying to build structuring people that were part of the Jones Temple, and their group was getting over like fucking 700 people at this point, like fucking 800 people were still coming to Guyana thinking that they could seek some paradise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there was all this weird shit going on, and he would do like sermons for hours. Just be talking and like, and then you never swear at first, and they start swearing and shit and getting aggressive. But you know why that was?
Why?
Because he was on a methamphetamine, I'm pretty sure. Some sort of methamphetamine. I think they were injections, and he would get them like every day and shit. We'll definitely deep dive into this. I'm just going off of what I remember after of reading all this shit when I was a kid, and like certain podcasts that have touched upon this too. But he was the most, you know, well-known cult leader, because they would say like, don't drink the Kool-Aid, and it was actually Flavor-Aid. Yep. But by 1978, the population of Jonestown grew in Guyana, with the group being over 900 people. They kind of just like, people were actually coming from different places. 1978, Congress Leo Ryan traveled to Jonestown, where him and three journalists were shot and killed. And so this guy comes, Leo Ryan, he's a Congress dude, fucking politician, and wants to see what's going on here. Yep. You know, wants to see if everyone's being treated right, because 900 citizens...
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, of the United States of America fucking moved down to this fucking place in Peru or Puerto Rico or wherever the fuck, I can't remember. he always knew it was gonna end, I think, in death and shit, and I'll tell you why, because there's some deeper conspiracies about this. But he always kind of knew it was gonna come to edit at some point, where even before this, I think it was in California, he did a mock suicide.
Like a practice kind of
almost thing. He gave people all this juice and then they drank it, and he said this was cyanide and shit, or a poison, and some people freaked out, and there was other people and shit, but like it almost proved that they would listen to him and drink this fucking shit, and then he said it was all like a hoax, and he just wanted to test their belief in him. That's very fucking weird.
He's got some power.
Well, and that's and especially when they got to Guyana, it was more of him controlling everything. He had fucking armed guards.
Well, if you got them to move to Guyana, then you guys
he had armed control. Guards and shit too, like, and all that shit, all staying around him with like fucking MP fucking sixes and all this shit. Like,
he was pretty much the king.
Yeah, he was trying to be the king of the jungle. Yeah, Guyana. And then, but the thing is, before, like, he ordered, this is before, actually, he ordered all his followers to drink cyanide laced with grape drink. So I think that he killed the journalists kind of as this was going on.
Oh, so they didn't find it out and dig into it.
Grab me that shit. Grab me that shit. So I actually, so pretty much everyone, they said it was fucking grape drink. Billy said, yeah. So you know his brother, yes. Yeah. That's hilarious. So that's so funny. Just a side point, just like Billy, Greg knows somebody that fucking Billy knows, and I guess
small world.
But what we're gonna get into is actually with Jones's last, guess, kind of speech and shit when they were all dying. I'm pretty sure this is part of the death tape, which is a very famous clip that they played. That they, I don't know who the fuck was recording this, but they recorded a lot of shit at Jonestown. They recorded his speeches and shit. I don't know if he just wanted, I don't know, if he wanted something to fucking, like, so they would, I don't know why he would do that and who would record it, but why they, I can't remember this, but they, like, you know what I mean? Why would you record all the horrible shit you're saying, you know what I mean? And the weird shit you're saying, you know, like, so this is him talking about his last speech, I'm pretty sure, when all the people are taking poison.
The world, the kingdom, suffers violence, and the violence shall take it by force. If we can't live in peace, then let us die in peace.
We're all ready to go. If you tell us we have to give our lives now, we're ready. I'm pretty sure we're ready.
That sounds crazy.
For months, I've tried to keep this thing from happening.
You're gonna help yourself, but you'll get no help. There's only one hope of glory. That's within you.
This is when he was all on meth, freaking out. We're ready to die. Fuck, you guys are crazy.
But only at first. Living, you're looking at death. It only looks. Living is much, much more difficult. Raising up every morning and not knowing what's going to be the night's bringing. It's much more difficult.
So
it's
kill
much
yourself.
More difficult. Please, for God's sake, let's get on with it. We've lived as no other people have lived and loved. We've had as much of this world as you're going to get. Let's just be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it.
That's right. And they're, at this time, there's certain people clapping, but also people getting very scared, holding their kids. They don't want to take the poison. They're getting guns pointed at them. There was definitely somebody that crazy and just didn't believe he was some savior.
They'll pay for it. This is not a self-destructive suicide. So they'll pay for this. They brought this upon us. And they'll pay for that.
And it wasn't that Jones is a crazy fuck. And it wasn't a suicide. He was forcing people to do this. Women and children, men, fucking everybody. But there was, I think, like two or three people that I think before this just asked to leave at the one gate, and the guards just let them go. And it was like, imagine those people just knew if they could just leave and the guards maybe wouldn't do anything. But obviously, once they shot these dudes, they were in, you know, it was before. They shot them first, and then they caught everyone to fucking
drink the cider.
Which is fucking fucked.
That's.
And so he used to wear sunglasses all the time, right? And there's a theory about that.
Was
There's a theory that he was part of the CIA, which will get me to the point of that it all goes deeper and that this is all kind of set up. But there is theories that he was either possessing this dude or whatever, but he was a silver-winged reptilian. Yeah, and that he would wear the sunglasses to cover his eyes. But the CIA knew about him and knew what he was kind of shit. Mm-hmm.
That's intense.
Isn't that fucked?
I'm mind fucked right now.
Which I kind of like, especially when I was diving this when I was a kid, I kind of, in a sense, believed a lot of the shit. Because you never fucking know, and the way it went was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But we'll get into Branch Davidians right now, actually. Branch Davidians is very interesting. I'll say what I want after this and stuff, because there's certain stories. People left this cult and said that David Koresh was, like, molesting the kids and shit, but they could have been set up through the CIA and the FBI, more the FBI, to actually say that so they could take him down.
Right.
So this lasted from 1955 to 1993. Although this is extremist sect of the Seventh Day, which is a church, very like fucking evangelist church and shit, It's just a hardcore fucking religious church, almost, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's been active since 1950s. The Branch Davidians are best known for the 1993 standoff in Waco, Texas. David Koresh was the leader at the time and believed he was the Messiah and declared all women, including those underage or already married, his spiritual wives. Part of this is true, but I do not believe... I don't really believe that he, and they'll say it. I think it was set up. I think that, you know, Ill Bill in a song even talks about him and shit and how he like claimed his name and all the things that were going on. And he kind of mentions that it was probably a little bit set up and that they didn't want, he saw shit coming ahead of time and like that, like, you know, he believed that they believed in the apocalypse. I mean,
they didn't want people find out.
I just think that they thought he was powerful, want to get rid of him, and that, yeah. Like, I think that they were coercing the people that left the group to say this so they could raid this, because how they did it is really fucked up and disgusting. But we'll get in a little thing. Well, this is going to be David Koresh talking. He is a leader of this cult, and his views were very fucking interesting, and I don't know if I really believe that he was all the bad person that they want him to be. Very fucking crazy. And I think that it was kind of like set up so they could kind of infiltrate them and what they did to... Mm. Talking about if they want to blame him for what he did to fucking kids. This guy did a lot fucking worse. Like, fuck. Here we go. So I was listening to kind of what he has to say, but it's very interesting because, like, his philosophies were very interesting.
It's not against law to buy a firearm. It's not against law to buy.
I think this was when the standoff was, and they put a video footage out there so the news would play, and they didn't.
And when this is all resolved, you know, hey, yellow sheet is legal. The accusation is not. And bringing these tanks and stuff around here, I tell you what, being an American first, I'm the kind of guy... But I'll stand in front of a tank. You can run over me, but I'll be biting one of the tracks. No one's going to hurt me or my family. That's American policy here. You could have arrested me any day as I jog up and down this road. You could have arrested me going to town or going to Walmart.
This is why I kind of agree with all this.
Medical is going to bear witness against the ATF. The two agents across the street over here, Robert Gonzalez, I love the guy. I was honest with him. I brought him into my home. He was going to stay there for 2 weeks. All this stuff you guys may want to avoid and deny. You know, he wanted to tour around the place. I promised him a tour.
He was talking to any of these guys around here, anybody.
He was free to come and go
and
he chose.
Getting friends.
Yeah.
And
he was like, not he was cooperating.
I appreciate somebody coming here with two helicopters and cattle trailers and all that and pushing people around with guns. Hey, I'll meet you at the doorstep any day. You know, and somebody will get hurt. If you want to keep playing that game, I'm talking to you. Somebody's going to get hurt. Because this ain't America anymore when the ATF has that kind of power to come into anybody's home and kick doors down and things like that.
I totally agree, and that's why some of the reason why I do believe in, like, that he was maybe more innocent that they, like, to portray. Maybe he did like to fuck a lot of the women,
but
I do not think it was the underage women. I don't think that at all and shit. And, but there, who knows, really, but, like, the standoff was pretty much, his whole thing was about the apocalypse, the emitting fear of its arrival, so they locked themselves in a sprawling compound, and that's where he was talking from, was this compound, which most cults have, which is the building where they hang out in, essentially. February 28th, 1993, agents from Department of Alcohol, Firearms, and Tobacco,
ATF.
Yeah, ATF raided the Waco compound with the FBI, and it was on suspicion that like Koresh was stockpiling weapons, which he probably was But like the thing is, they did it based more what they said on the like pedophilia shit and him like molesting kids and all this shit, and then like said he was collecting all these firearms, which he could have had some guns, but he's like, this is America; it's not a fucking legal to buy guns.
Everybody has guns.
So,
guns at Walmart,
exactly. It's true. It's very true, especially in the States. What started as a shootout turned into a standoff between the Branch Davidians and the FBI. It lasted 51 days, and eventually when tanks were brought in, the compound was filled with tear gas, caught on fire, and then nearly 80 people died.
Wow.
And these are kids, and there's video footage of this fucking shit, and it's
I think I've seen it. There's people hopping out the windows.
Yeah, and well, I don't know if it's that one, but there is, like, it's the more they're in there, and then fucking the FBI goes in, and they throw tear gas, and there's even, it's on heat vision, and they should have got charged for, like, what they did to these people, because they shot kids and shit, they set this place on fire, and all these kids died, because there's a lot of kids and, like, fucking families in there. Like, over 80 people died, other people were hurt and shit, but there's video footage of them, like, kicking in the door, and then guns going off and shit, and then, like, there was nobody, like, pretty much there, and that they think that they shot one of the FBI agents acting, another FBI agent shot another FBI agent to make it look like they were actually shooting them.
They shot them first.
And there's, like, some footage about, like, that you can kind of tell what happens, and they didn't start shooting at them, it was them that shot first, but they kept lying about it and shit, but it was a very interesting, because, you know, even the Waco series, I'm sure, is gonna portray him as a psychopath.
Yes, probably.
Because of what, like, but he maybe, you know, off the, like, fucking Hilters, like, fucking, things, speaking of Hilters, Helter Skelter, like, fucking Charles Manson, like, Charles Manson told people to go, you know, go fucking, I don't know, go to Melcher's house and kill Terry Melcher. And they went, and it wasn't Terry's Melcher's house anymore, and then they fucking killed Sharon Tate and her husband and shit. So, like, Charles Manson, like, he was a cult leader, considering he's not a serial killer, because he didn't kill anybody, but he did influence a bunch of people to do what he wanted. But Charles Manson is one different thing. We're going to deep dive into him. He is one of my favorite characters that was on this planet for a while. Very interesting guy. Very interesting. And the way he acted and his little jives and stuff, he was very funny. Just make up his own songs in his head. So David Koresh is very interesting. The Branch Davidians, will end it on there, but, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, go on our fucking Instagram page, Strange Brew Canada on Instagram, and leave some comments and shit, and tell me what you think and shit, I don't know. Or you can also email us at strangebrewpodcast@gmail.com. I never mentioned that, but you can do that if you feel like you want to, or suggest episodes. So, again, the Children of God, this is one of the more disturbing ones. I don't have any recordings of this fuck, but I could probably find them. But David Moses Berg founded the Communist Christian offshoot in California in 1968. For some reason, he was so concerned with the moral decay and evolution. Berg had, like, he's fucking literally, like, centered his cult all around sex and the perspective of how to, like, spread the views of Jesus, including reporting, recruiting through the, it was called flirty fishing.
Flirty fishing.
Using young women to lure in new members by having sex with them. Flirty Smart. Fishing. He would get other women to, like, lure in young girls and shit. Oh. And young men. And younger girls to lure in other women and shit. And younger girls. Creepy, eh? Flirty fishing?
Flirty fishing.
Creepy fuck.
That's just, like, me, like, picturing that. It's just me, like, somebody drunk. And on dance floor, you know how they throw the fucking thing and they reel him in.
That's exactly. Well, it's fucking he apparently opposing anti-pedophilia clause. According to some former members, having sex with children was not only permitted but also a divine right.
So it's like a treat. Yeah. What the fuck?
It's a right for you.
To fuck a kid.
That's disgusting. Maybe in the Bible, a bunch of people did fuck kids in the Quran and the fucking Bible. But back then, you would die at 30. So kids were, like, they were having sex, like, technically kids, like, 14, 15, getting them pregnant, having kids. They most times die of certain pregnancy defects and would have stillborn shit. What a fucking really depressing time to live in. Okay. But, you know, you go back farther in the Egyptians, you know.
Oh, God.
They created Jesus. Jesus maybe never existed. Who knows?
We'll never know.
Oh, I'll find out when I'm dead.
Send me an email.
I'll come haunt your ass. I'll fucking be an ethereal being. Berg was a master of propaganda, writing, publishing, and distributing pamphlets and discussing his teachings. And some of his pamphlets had very sexual images on it, I'm pretty sure.
Of him?
No, just, like, people fucking and shit and, like, weird things like that. Like, come and join the divine right to fuck children.
Come fuck this precious little...
It's so fucked.
That's fucking...
The group changed its name several times, most recently, because it still exists, to Family International. In 2004, that's when they did it, and they still exist today, operating in 80 countries, probably some third world fucking countries. There's probably, I don't know, but there's, I couldn't imagine it being very prominent in the States, but being a Christian communist offshoot, maybe Russia? Russians like weird shit.
Oh, fuck yeah. And those big coats.
Those big coats. And those women that sometimes look hot, but they might have a dick.
Yeah.
Although no longer permits sex between adults and children, actors like Joaquin Phoenix and Rose McGowan were born into the cult and have since left and spoke out against the cult. Wow. Joaquin Phoenix, the guy that's playing the new Joker.
Oh, shit.
Was in this shit. The guy that was like in the Caesar movie with the thumb up or down. Can I kill this fuck? So, fuck it. It's really fucking trippy and shit. Like, and Rose McGowan was off of Scream. Man, when she was in the first Scream, she was the blonde one. She was super hot. She's the one that got crushed in the garage when the garage was growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
She dated Marilyn Manson for a while.
Wow.
I like Marilyn Manson. He's dope.
He is dope.
We will talk about him when we get into our Satanist episode. Heaven's Gates cult. This is my favorite. I love this cult. It's hilarious. 1972 to 1997. Founded in San Diego in 1972 by Marshall Applewhite and... Marshall Applewhite's a ridiculous name. And Bonnie Nettles.
Bonnie Nettles.
These fucking names. Who
named Bonnie?
What happened to... Like, at least we have strong names like Thomas and Tom and Tomcat and Greg.
Gregory. That's not really fucking masculine.
That's all my names. I forgot to mention, I am Tomcat, a.k.a. Tom Thompson. My fucking rap hip-hop name. If you want to search that up, give me some views. I just started posting my shit on YouTube, finally.
Hit him up.
Hit me up. This group was kind of based on the premise that aliens would escort members off the group, members of the group to the Kingdom of Heaven via an extraterrestrial spaceship.
Ooh.
So we're going to listen to this crazy fuck Marshall Applewhite, but he was pretty sure a teacher at a college. This Bonnie Nettles girl.
So would he be like teaching it to his students?
He got kicked out of the school because he was having sex with one of his students, and it was a guy. So he kind of hid that. A lot of people think that's why that he was really trying to hide his gayness. This is why he did this, because he just could never admit it and he felt fucking bad about it. So what he would get into, like, when the internet was hyping up, you know, and like, you might not remember this too much because you are very fucking young, but in the beginning of the internet, there was like dial up.
Oh, yeah.
All that shit. You were probably very young when it was out. Me and Bill would listen to the Dark Web episode. Talk about that shit. But that, like, internet websites were all, like, shoddy looking, and they'd have old little graphics, and like you could only...
blocky and shit.
And, like, you'd have to, like, search for... And the certain websites would pop up. You could find, like, anything. You know what I mean? There was no really so much filters. So we kind of took advantage of that. And he started, like, in a sense, like, making videos and a website for this cult and this, like, new belief so people could come to it. And he was kind of using that advantage.
Worldwide.
Yeah, and he would post out videos and shit. Smart. And this was one of his videos. This is the first one. There's many of these videos. It's very cool.
Restroom.
You should see what this guy looks
or
like.
Or, in old language, a couple 30. Thousand years ago,
he looks like
disciples.
An alien himself.
He does.
Those who are trying to prepare themselves for entry into the evolutionary level above human.
His eyes are fucking
synonymous
scary.
With the kingdom of
eyes?
God.
Like, they're just
the kingdom of heaven.
Open.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to you about
he looks like a creepier
urgent thing
version.
That is on our mind.
That's what I was thinking.
The most urgent thing on the minds of those who will connect with us.
Wow. The guy that played Captain Picard
we'll
on Star Trek,
tape.
That's what he looks like. The guy, he's on Family Guy and shit too. American
Planet
Dad.
Earth.
He's on American Dad.
About to be recycled.
What the fuck? I don't know his name. He was off of the Wolverine movie. You know fucking Professor fucking Xavier? That dude. He looks like him, but a cracked out version with wide eyes and is older.
Yep.
About to
be recycled. Big ass ears.
Big ass fucking caterpillar eyes.
Your only chance to survive.
Your only chance to survive.
Or evacuate is to leave with us.
Isn't that creepy?
Now, that's pretty major statement, pretty bold in terms of religion, in terms of anybody's intelligent thinking. To most people who would consider themselves intelligent beings, they'd say, well, that's absurd. What's all this doomsday stuff?
What? Yo, honestly, I always wondered where that fucking line was from a fucking Heavy Metal King song with Jimmy Paz and Bill Bill. And that's fucking, it's like distorted a little bit. It's in the chorus. And that was fucking him talking. What's with all this doomsday stuff? Like, yo, what the fuck?
They have their end.
That is so trippy. I literally wondered where that was. And I fucking really skipped to an end. I've seen this before, but
we're saying that planet Earth is about to be refurbished, spaded under, and have another chance to serve as a garden for another human civilization.
He's saying to recycle, you're like a reincarnation.
Now, the reason this is such an interesting time is not only because we're on the threshold of the end of this civilization, because it's about to be recycled, but
that's
because of
happen,
where
actually.
That finds yeah. us, where that finds you, where that finds those who would judge us, how we would speak of them, and how they would speak of us.
His eyes just are
now
so
you say you keep saying just... us. Who do you think you are? Well, I, in all honesty, must acknowledge my father.
Okay, enough of this fucking crazy fuck. Okay, kind of like, I don't know, I, in my deluded fucking crazy thinking and shit, I think that he was probably a little bit possessed by certain powers. And we'll get into this weird shit of what I think about this, because we're only getting the physical one, what I've written down and shit, but like I'll also touch on what I believe and what I've read about this cult a long time ago. And then I started getting more. When I got older, looking at this conspiracy theory is kind of like when you're a kid, believe everything.
Yeah.
But when I got older and you start to like analyze everything, I read more books. So you kind of like see through the vines and you see what could be possible and true
and what's not.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So like they first made headlines in 1975 when they convinced 20 new followers to give up their earthly possessions and leave their families and disappear. On CBS Evening News, Walter Cronkite, I don't know how to do a Walter Cronkite, I'm sorry, I didn't even want to try that, reporting that it's a mysterious whether they've been taken on this so-called trip to eternity or simply taken, you know, taken with fucking air quotes, whoosh, whoosh. Air quotes. They turned out to be living underground, camping everywhere. Like they not living literally underground, but they were like living like from everywhere from a camp on Rhode Island to Oklahoma. They were just moving a lot.
Yeah.
All these people in this call. He was moving all over, and like he would like rent certain properties, I'm pretty sure. But Heaven's Gates is best known for a much more tragic event two decades later. In March 1997, the group carefully planned and then executed a mass suicide. It was timed coincidentally, which was not a coincidence, it was fucking true, that it was timed with the arrival of Comet Hale-Bopp. They thought that a ship was coming behind this, so which members thought was would conceal the alien spacecraft on its way to Earth.
Alright.
Okay? Which we'll get into why this fucking... It's interesting. They wore black tunics. They wore black tunics and Nikes. I don't know
Nikes.
Why they wore Nikes. Yeah,
just do it.
Yeah, that's hilarious, Ross. Just do it. Just cut off your fucking genitals. Just wait till you hear what I'm about to say. 39 of Heaven's Gates members ate applesauce mixed with chased with sedative with vodka. Applesauce and vodka. And it was laced with fucking it was laced with cyanide. I'm almost 100% sure it was cyanide. They just took a set. They took a sedative with vodka and applesauce. It has sedative obviously in the applesauce, and they ate that and then drank the vodka. And while they're wearing these creepy black tunic shit, like fucking weird occult ritual shit, but they put plastic bags on their head and fucking like just suffocated themselves while they were going to sleep. Sedative, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
They were falling asleep, and then they fucking this could have been a painful way to die.
Like,
nine of the 18 men, including Applewhite, had been surgically castrated as the group...
What?
Yeah, as the group mandated fucking celibacy. As an upbeat video message made to the members prior to the suicide, indicating they were willing and even happy to die to move on to the next level. So you made more videotapes.
So, like, what you were saying about the fucking ship coming to Earth, we're like... after, like, when before they were killing themselves, did they think the ship was going to come and reincarnate them?
Yeah, so what their belief was, they want to cut off their genitals, right? Yeah. So castration, they... Because
you see aliens and whatever.
I thought it was some women, but I guess you wouldn't know how to castrate a woman. They're already flat. Well, just fucking, like, I thought it was like...
Staple them shut.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I thought it was more than...
swap.
I thought it was more than nine of the 18 men, including Applewhite. And they're fucking like drunk and drugged up, cutting off their fucking genitals. Like, we're going to deep dive.
Job, like, oh my God.
It's very disgusting. When I read about this shit when I was a kid, I was like, what the fuck? And then, because I watched all these crazy documentaries, which will mention that... They believed that there was no gender in the afterlife, which on certain dimensions, after the fifth or sixth dimension, there is no gender. It doesn't matter. You're like a fucking spiritual being beyond all light when you get the seventh and eighth dimension. There, Greg's actually burped on the shit for once. I always when I have my beer. But they did this because they believe there's no gender in the afterlife, and they thought that a ship was coming behind this, and that their souls would get, and they would be taken aboard the ship spiritually and brought either to the next life. They would be brought essentially to another planet because this planet was dying, and it slowly is because we're a virus on Mother Nature, Mother Gaia.
Mother Gaia.
That's what the natives called her, because if you were, you can spiritually embody anything if you're a higher level, and you can even spiritually embody a planet. That's why her name's the Mother, right?
Oh.
So we're just a virus on her fucking body. But another thing that I've heard about, bringing it all back into that, it all comes back to the reptilians. It always does. That supposedly that they probably influenced him, especially at this time. They had overpower of the earth over past the 1940s and all the shit that was going on. But supposedly it was a reptilian ship behind Comet Hale-Bob. And then when these people died, he just they just sucked their energy up because they're all the amount, and they took pretty much ate their souls, and they took their souls upon their ship and
make them stronger.
It's like it's almost like the movie Jupiter Ascending, where they fucking drink the souls and shit, like they bathe in like the fucking soul liquid, and then she becomes younger and they live forever. But it's almost like they need to, reptilians, if you didn't listen to the reptilian episode, get into it, but they need to feed off of energy, like we need to eat cows. You know what I mean? They negative energy especially. That's why when people are sitting there in the room cutting their wrists, depressed, listening to really depressed music and shit, or drunk, and you get all those anger, like they're just sitting there sucking up that energy. It's like an orgon energy.
Is that like when it goes away?
Well, it's almost like, you know, when you're jerking off and you come. That's like, that's Antoine LaVey, the fucking Satanist that created the Church of Satan, called it orgon energy. When you're fucking, you know, like, and when I get drunk, I get like a fucking like a god and stuff. You can just feel. I actually get weirdly. Even it said Scorpios get spiritual energy when they have sex, and that and I've always wondered like why Scorpio is so sexual. I read this whole thing about how Scorpios, when I'm fucking, I'm releasing energy to the universe, and I almost need to do that. Isn't that fucked?
That's fucked up.
I know. I was wondering. I read this whole
energy. Welcome everybody.
Well, especially when I'm like drunk and shit, and that you can be connected to energies. That's what they used to call alcohol, like especially like vodka shit, spirits. Because when people drank it, they claim to see spirits and shit, and like be possessed by certain things.
That makes sense.
That's,
it all ties together.
So this is, and that's why, you know, getting them to fucking self mutilate their balls and shit, and then like, you know, that this would be like the reptilians be out there laughing like these stupid fucking humans.
Oh my god.
I can just influence them to say whatever. I like to do whatever I want, and because they can infiltrate your mind, especially if you have, like, he was, like, guilty about being gay and all this shit, and who fucking knows?
So you had all this negative energy going on.
Yeah, I always dive deeper because of my beliefs and shit, and I'm not going to be someone to say that, like, you know, I do believe that some of the shit is very possible, and that I do highly believe that the reptilians do exist, and that things beyond this reality we'll never understand until we meet that side, or if they show up, but... 600 fucking different dimensions correspond with Earth at the same time due to quantum physics. That's what they say. But also there could be fucking millions more because the reality is infinite.
Exactly.
Motherfucker. So we're going to get into the most craziest one, and the one that still exists and a bunch of celebrities are a part of it. Scientology. So what did you know about Scientology before this, or when you watched clips about it? Like,
I think it was on Netflix. Yeah, it was definitely on Netflix. It was, I'm pretty sure it was on a conspiracy show. It was like, it was
the the Church of Scientology.
It's just a massive secured, like, church. Yes. It was like security cameras all over it.
Yeah.
It seems sketchy. Like,
I don't know how they got away with it. Maybe because of celebrity
I was really baked when I watched it, so I don't really remember much of it, but like
Scientology is a body of religious beliefs and practices launched in May 1952 by American author L. Ron Hubbard. He died in 1986 and was born in 1911. He was a fucking science fiction author, and he turned his fucking fiction into beliefs of fucking things he really, he's fucking nuts. He was like, he literally wrote a bunch of books about like fantasy shit and like fucking
and
sci-fi. And then he created this thing in this development program of ideas called Dianetics, which was distributed through his foundation. So he made this fucking foundation. He made enough money off his books, I'm pretty sure. And then he made this book about like almost like how to live your life and shit. And like in certain, there's certain weird alien shit and stuff to do with it.
Right.
The foundation actually entered bankruptcy, and Hubbard lost all the rights to the like the publications of Dianetics. So he actually lost it, like the modern science. The Dianetics was pretty much the modern science of like mental health in 1952. So he's trying to make like this, like the, you know, that it's very fucking hard to explain because his beliefs are fucking nuts. It's like I've listened to so much shit. I watched the Leah Remy shit, which she's exposing Scientology right now because she was part of it, the girl from Kings and Queens, or Kings, whatever the fuck that show's called. But the fucking beliefs are crazy. Like even listening to like last podcast touched upon this, which is a great podcast, but they did like four episodes on it, and even I've listened to that I think once or twice, and it's fucking like, ugh. All this shit that, like, it's just a fucking crazy organization, and you know, a fucking science fiction author, in a sense, got celebrities to get on board. So he then recharacterized the subject as a religion. So he renamed it a religion and named it Scientology, because he was just trying to sell this book Dianetics and all this shit and get people to believe in this modern health fucking bullshit. He's
telling people pretty much what they wanted to hear.
Yeah.
To get them on board.
Almost like, yeah, almost in a sense. Dianetics is very fucked. It's very confusing. Dianetics, but he retained both subjects under an umbrella of a Church of Scientology. Some of the celebrities that are involved or are part of Scientology are Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
The fucking short little fuck.
Yeah, he's got little man syndrome.
He's literally five feet four.
5'4".
Yeah. I'm 5'6", I'm kind of short.
I'm pretty sure I was like 5'4", like grade 6.
So fucked. So Tom Cruise, one of the most famous, and leaked information from Leah Remy, the person that I just talked about, part of that, she has a whole show called, I can't remember, Scientology, some bullshit, says that Tom Cruise was a part of the abuse of people and weird rituals. Because if you can't leave this organization, if you did something wrong or didn't follow them or you talked to your family or all this shit, yep. You have to, like, you would get abused or beaten or all this shit, and they would just, it's really fucked. And it's fucked how this is even why the government's letting this go on. It's probably for a bigger reason than
exactly
we even fucking know. But also, people like Christy Alley, which fucking she had some weird show. She's like an older, like 90s celebrity kind of shit. Okay. John Travolta.
Oh.
Gay boy, because him and Tom Cruise are supposed to be gay together, butt fucking each other.
Probably at this fucking
place. Yeah, at all the lodge, you know, yeah. And like they believe in some weird energy shit because a lot of L. Ron Hubbard, I think, like fucking believed in all the shit that Aleister Crowley did, or they were friends. I can't fucking remember, or they weren't. I can't fucking remember, but it's something weird. And Aleister Crowley, we've mentioned before, he's the one that butt fucked that guy, or the guy fucked him in the fucking goddamn sand jungle. Fucking
sand jungle.
I'm trying to think of all these things at once, And also, Laura Pepperon, I'm gonna fucking pronounce her name, the Donna from that 70s show is part of it. And now Orange is New Black. And I was, like, very surprised about that. Beck was, too. Beck was raised in it. He's that weird singer, you know. I've never really listened to Beck in my life.
Beck. I don't think I've ever heard of him.
He's a weird musician, and he's, like, very about stupid rights and certain stupid things. Also, Danny McMasterson, also from that 70s show.
Yes.
Fucking Hyde.
Yep.
And also his brother's part of it. You know the guy from Scary Movie 2? You know Francis from Malcolm in the Middle?
Yep.
That's Danny McMasterson's brother.
No.
Yeah, and if you look at them, they look a lot alike.
I never knew that.
So, I got a little, like, I think this is where someone wrote this that was actually part of the Scientology and got out. Death is seen as a key out and can be a good thing. You see, if you die, you are the key out. You are keyed out, like keyed out of this reality. It's very weird. Of your reactive mind, and you will come back with a fresh start in a healthy body. So they death is okay in Scientology. Yeah, that's okay to fucking kill yourself. Assuming, of course, you have received Scientology's help before you died, the dark side of Scientology removes human compassion completely.
So it takes all your feelings.
Right? It's almost like MKUltra in some way, which MKUltra, they brainwash you, like make you eat your own shit, make you drink your own piss. They like fuck with your brain so much that you become distorted. And a lot of times they'll feed you Disney movies and a lot of Disney stars. That's why they cut off their hair, because they're bred to be these princesses. So when they're trying to break free from their mind control, they shave their heads like Britney Spears, like Amanda Bynes, like fucking Miley Cyrus, all these fucking people, which we will get into. It serves to destroy empathy and creates a horrible shell of a human who no longer feels for suffering of his own kind, but instead blames it on themselves. It's assumed that when something bad happens to anyone, it is their fault for their crimes that they've committed. That's all their fault, no matter fucking...
Well, that makes sense.
Well, no, it's like that, like anything bad. Like, it's your fucking fault. If you fuck up and you feel... You know, you're, like, sad about your mom and, like, she died, and you're, like, you know, you're a little suicidal. You can't. It's, like, your fault. You're fucking... One kid, one person's son that was in it, he killed himself because they made him feel like shit, where he ended up, like, taking his own life and shit. There's probably a bunch of cases around that. Whether it be getting your car stolen, contracting cancer, being murdered, they would literally, like, even someone was, like, killed, and, like, someone's brother was killed as part of Scientology, you'd be like, no, it's their fault, they got themselves into this mess. And even, getting cancer, they would be like, you created the cancer in yourself. You could have healed it if you fucking followed our beliefs and shit.
What the hell?
It is very fucked. Or even being mentally ill or even born with a deformity, they think it's your fault. That you fucked up your reincarnation.
Oh my god.
But you know what fucked up your reincarnation? Vaccinations! Vaccines! Okay. And this is why I compare Scientology to the Westboro Baptists and similar hate groups. So, you know who the West Baptist Church is?
No.
They're a church that will, like, protest fucking soldiers' funerals. Like, when Kevin Smith, the guy that created Jay and Silent Bob, put out the movie Red State, which was about religious people kidnapping these kids to fucking pretty much sacrifice them, I'm pretty sure, to a god. I haven't watched it in a while. And these people protested his fucking film and was out there and, like, fucking hating on him, all these signs and shit, because it was going against the church.
Yeah.
And it was literally about fanatic churches.
Right.
So this woman lures these kids in to have sex with them over, like, a Craigslist thing. And then she traps them in, like, a cage kind of thing. And then they pretty much, like, this guy preaches on a fucking stage in a church, and then they, like, kill them, sacrifice them. I'm pretty sure I try to kill them.
Wow.
It's a fucking great movie. Kevin Smith, it was the first time Kevin Smith went off the rails and shit. They all suffered from the same... Shut up, Kat. They all suffered from the same dehumanizing programming. This is why child abuse child abuse was neglected, and it was rampant in the Sea Org. So he created, at one point in time, fucking L. Ron Hubbard, they weren't being chased by the FBI and all this shit. He created, like, almost like a fucking, it was called the Sea Org, but they're all on this massive ship, I think, that he bought. And then they would go out there and people would be humiliated and do it, like, all this shit. You made to clean the whole ship. It was pretty disgusting, I heard, and really fucked up. And there was kids getting fucked on the ship, because there was kids that were going to be part of this and with their families. One kid, I'm pretty sure, killed himself on the ship because him and his dad were both on it. And this is why people can be so heartlessly disconnected from their families. It, like, they brainwash them to do that. So you can't be connected to your family if they're not part of it.
Yep.
This is why you'll hear Scientologists in private court talk about how their people are better off dead. Which is very fucked, because it's almost like saying, like, because of the way they believe and, like, you know, they don't want them to reach out to their families and tell them what the fuck's going on. So fucked. Scientology is very fucked. I could say so much more about this, but I'm not going to, because we're running out of time for old Greg. You've got to get him home and shit, but... That was good. We want to brush on that.
Yes.
We're definitely, we have a fun Christmas episode coming out, so get ready for that. Remember to follow us at Strange Brucade on Instagram. We'll start posting more shit and stuff. It's just fucking, I'm too fucking busy right now with all the shit's going on.
All right, it's Christmas.
And, if you want to look at my music, if you're interested, I don't have that many views at all on YouTube. I just started posting it, and I'll shoot music videos eventually. But it's Tom Cat, aka Tom Thompson. I gotta fucking get out my camera, because I bought a camera and I fucking haven't used it yet. Working life and a girlfriend makes fucking, you know, Christmas season, man.
Two, so like...
Fuck. God. Fucking. I'm glad my girlfriend did all the shopping. I did shit. I literally haven't done one shopping.
I know.
Everybody else
did my shopping. It was nice. I just worked.
Fuck. Okay. So, I don't know. It's almost Christmas. We're going to get in this Christmas shit. Greg's going to come back on for
sure.
And we'll do a serious episode.
We'll have some more fun.
Yeah. We'll not have such a serious episode. I've got many ready to go and in the fucking pocket. So, that was the Strange Brew Podcast. I'm Tomcat.
I'm Greg.
And this is the end of this shit. So,
download this shit.
Yeah, we'll see you soon, I guess, in the fucking next life. Fucking, you know. Don't cut off your balls.
Us. We'll be.
Don't drink the flavor. It's like grape drink. It's like grape drink.
Champion of the underdog.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
well, we'll see you next time, bitches.
All mankind.